I don't know about you, but I could really benefit from having Jesus wash my feet right about now. To feel my tense feet relax under the warm water and the gentle hands of Christ. To have the turmoil in my heart and in the world just for a few minutes melt away by the healing balm of God. To be reminded of who I am, a beautiful child of God, created in God's image. Doesn't that sound lovely? Now that I've made it sound so nice and made us all want to run out and get a pedicure, I have to tell you this isn't really the scene that's happening in our scripture passage today. Picture it with me for a minute. These people walked around all day, day after day, in their bare feet, in the dirt. Maybe they had a pair of sandals, but feet were dirty and stinky, and everyone knew it. There's a reason that washing feet was a job reserved for only the lowest of the low in society. You wouldn't untie your sandals for just anyone, most especially not Jesus. And that's why when Jesus comes to Peter and offers to wash his feet, Peter is in essence saying, "Oh, no, 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 no. No way in heck are you going to wash my feet, Jesus." Because it was too vulnerable, too humiliating to have someone he respected so much wash his feet. How many of us can identify with Peter? I know I can. Yeah. It's hard work to be vulnerable. It's scary and sometimes embarrassing. Sorry, guys, my hair's getting in the way of the microphone. Embarrassing to share the darker and stinkier parts of our lives. Very often easier to care for others than to allow ourselves to be cared for. I can certainly identify with this. I am by nature a helper. I am really good at helping other people, not so good at accepting help myself. But notice Jesus doesn't say, "All right, no big deal, Peter, I'll just move on to the next guy." He says, "This is non-negotiable. This has to happen in order for his disciples to continue doing the work of Christ. If you want to be with me, you want to do my work, you have to let me wash your feet." We chose this scripture passage to conclude this sermon series that we've been doing because it shows us another aspect of why it's important to be vulnerable and to be cared for. We've talked for the past 5 weeks about the importance of receiving care. Members of our community have bravely stood before us and shared their stories, and I think we've been able to see the power that can be found in vulnerability. We've learned how it's helpful for us to receive care, how it is healing for us, and it helps us to grow. But there's another reason that this is important. And it's that being cared for actually empowers us to go out and better care for others. See, being vulnerable is life-giving for us personally, but it's also life-giving for the world. Hence, being cared for is not a selfish act. Did you get that? You are not a burden when you allow someone else to help you. It's actually a gift. And it actually makes us more effective disciples of Jesus Christ, better able to do the work that God has called us to do in the world. This is what Jesus is alluding to in this story of washing the disciples' feet. He knew that we weren't only created to care for others, but that the whole system works when we also allow ourselves to be cared for. We were created to be in relationship, and relationship isn't a one-way street. We see this in our understanding of God as the Trinity. God as three persons in one, giving and receiving love. It's an ever-flowing fountain of vulnerability and connection, creating this perfect community. And if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for us, don't you think? Richard Rohr says, "If and when we can live an honestly vulnerable life, the life we see mirrored in a God who is described as three persons, perfectly handing themselves over, emptying themselves out, and then fully receiving what has been handed over, there will always be a centrifugal force flowing through, out, and beyond us, that our spiritual life simply becomes the imitation of God, as impossible as this sounds to our ordinary ears. The imitation of God. In other words, we are like God when we are open and vulnerable. God is vulnerable and inviting. No wonder this isn't something that Peter could just brush off. This is essential to the Christian life. I mentioned earlier I'm not so good at receiving help. And I want to share with you how this is a lesson God has been trying to teach me probably for about the last 10 years. Not always a quick learner. But I am a Master of Divinity student over at Vanderbilt, and I am in the on the path to ordination in the United Methodist Church. And so I'll be up for hopefully commissioning in the spring. But I actually started this degree 10 years ago back home in Pennsylvania. And it has been 10 years full of a lot of roadblocks, a lot of trials, a lot of struggles. And if I'm honest, my approach to most of that has been just, I'll just deal with it. I'll just keep getting myself back up, and I'll just keep pushing through it. And I don't want people to think I'm weak, and I don't want people to think I can't handle this, and I don't want to be a burden on anyone. So I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. I'll just keep pushing through. And that became harder and harder to do. And so come to this semester, and it really should have been the most difficult yet. I have a full course load, including my senior project, along with my commissioning paperwork. And for those of you who know what that entails, it's about another 70 to 100 pages worth of work, among other things. And I have my work here, and I'm a wife, and I'm a mother to a one-year-old who is not in daycare. We take care of her full-time. So basically what I'm saying, 3 weeks out from the end of the semester, I should be going bonkers right about now. And normally I probably would be. But I knew going into this that I had to do something different this time around. I knew it wasn't an option, that if I wanted to get through all of this semester and this year, I was going to have to be more intentional about caring for myself and allowing others to care for me. And so I have made that a priority. I've made the priorities I know for my own life I need to make in getting enough sleep, in making enough time to spend with my family, and making time for friendships and those types of things, prioritizing my time. But I also have said yes more often when people offer to help me. And I have shared my struggles with the people around me instead of just trying to suck it up and deal with them myself. And I have to tell you, I am so grateful for this lesson, because instead of this semester being the most overwhelming and the most exhausting, I'm doing great. I'm not exhausted like I would be at this time. I feel more fulfilled. I feel more positive and hopeful. And so it's been good for me personally, but it's also meant that the work I'm turning in is better. It's meant that I have better part of myself to offer to the world. I'm not just offering the fragments of whatever's left. So it's been a gift for me, but it's also been a gift for those I get to encounter. When we try to do everything ourselves, our lives are incomplete. We can never have the fullness of life that God promises us because we're missing out on a crucial part of what makes life so full, and that is each other. When we're not experiencing this wholeness that God desires for us, then it also limits how much we can truly help others. You know, when you're on an airplane and they give you those instructions to put on your own oxygen mask before you can help someone else? It's so true in life. We can't fully give of ourselves to others and help others if we're not attending to our own needs, if we're not taken care of. Jesus knew this in this story with the disciples. This seemingly ordinary event for them was actually the biggest event for them. Jesus always has this way of turning everything upside down. When Pastor Michael and I were discussing this passage last week, we realized that this foot washing was, in essence, the disciples' ordination. You know, for us, we lay hands on our head when we're ordained, but Jesus got down on his hands and knees on the ground, and in an act of pure humility, washed his disciples' feet, preparing them for the work that they were being called to do. In Isaiah, it says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Friends, we have been called to do a holy work. We have been called to humble ourselves, to be vulnerable, to have our feet washed and our souls transformed. The world tells us, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, don't air your dirty laundry, don't be a burden to others with your problems. But again, we don't answer to the world. We answer to God. And God says, don't pull up your boots, let me take them off for you. Air out your dirty, stinky feet. You are not a burden, you are a gift. God has commanded us, just as he did Peter, sit down and let your feet be washed. Be vulnerable, be open, be brave. We have seen recently what happens when people aren't connected to one another. When we haven't allowed ourselves to be truly loved, we are seeing firsthand the results of sweeping things under the rug. We're seeing this on a systemic level, in the racism and the sexism and all the phobias that are coming to the surface. The hatred, the violence, the fear, it isn't new. It's always been a part of our makeup. But we've been trying to ignore it and hide it and push it down and pretend it's not there. And that has not solved the problem. It has not fixed anything. It's only made it worse. We see the same thing. We're seeing the same thing on an individual level right now. People unwilling to see each other, hear each other, love each other because they themselves are broken. When we disconnect ourselves from one another, we interrupt this perfect flow of community that God has created for us. We have to show the world another way, a better way. We have to be witness to the transformation that happens when we allow ourselves to be in this radical community with God and our neighbors. And this requires us to be our best selves, which means we have some work to do. We all have stuff that we're carrying around that we've been hesitant to share. Well, it's time. We're going to begin working to create safe spaces here where we can be providing care for each other. You will see an insert in your bulletin today that's just a very short survey of for you to fill out. It's anonymous, to check off any areas that we can consider starting to provide care here. You can either fill it out here and put it in the offering plate or give it to me or Pastor Aaron, or you can fill it out online. There's a link for that too. Again, it's just for us to get an idea here of where to start, of what the needs are. We want to know how we can support you and how we can empower you to care for each other. And if this doesn't seem like what is most helpful or what you need right now, then I encourage you just to find someone that you trust and let them walk with you. Being vulnerable doesn't always mean standing up here and sharing your problems with everyone. Sometimes it just means saying yes when someone offers to wash our feet or take us to lunch. When our initial reaction is to be like Peter and say, no, I'll be all right. But instead, we listen to the voice of God who calls us to bravery, and we say, well, then not just my feet, but my hands and my head too. We lost the incredible Leonard Cohen recently, but boy, he sure left us with some powerful songs, didn't he? I want to leave you with this one from his anthem today. Ring the bells that still will ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Let's be brave together and allow the light to get in. Let's put our perfect offerings aside and instead come as we are, offering nothing but our full selves. We are about to enter Advent, when we will focus on the light of the world that the darkness could not overcome. Let us go into this Advent season together, truly together, connected deeply to one another in the way that God created us to be, offering and receiving, giving and taking, loving and being loved. Let us be vulnerable together as we share our hearts with one another. Let's show the world what it means to truly have the fullness of life that God promises to us. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Let's allow our feet to be washed so that we can go out and be empowered to bring this good news that our world so desperately needs right now. Amen.